City Council, City of Washington Common Council meeting of January 13, 2020. Can we have a moment of silence for our veterans, please? And also, Don Spillman's mom passed away. Have a moment of silence for her, too, Jeanette Spillman. Thank you. Mr. President, can we do the pledge of allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can we have a roll call, please?
Councilman Lunsford?
Here.
Councilman Brown?
Here.
Councilman Gress?
Here.
Councilman Campton?
Here.
Councilman Emmons?
Here.
Councilman Dahl?
Here.
Councilman Showalter?
Here.
All present.
Okay. Approval of the minutes of the January 6, 2020 special meeting. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes? Is there any corrections or additions to the minutes? If not, they will stand as approved as read. Let's see, we got consideration of claims. I have a chance to look at the claims.
Name motion before the Board of Works.
Okay, we got a motion of four with Councilman Brown.
Second
by Councilman Dahl. Refer to the Board of Works Public Safety for recommendation. Can we have a vote on that if I for the CDA? Against? Okay. Got any comments by the members of the public or anything that's not on the agenda tonight? Yes.
I'm James Clark, Derek, commonly known as. I'm coming before the board. Sorry I'm not on your agenda, but I support the actions, and I run the actions for the 257-50 intersection safety. There's a Facebook page for that. Tomorrow is the 6-year anniversary of me going to NDOT and asking for safety measures to be put in place. The safety measures that I've asked for have not yet been put in place, but I still advocate on behalf of everybody that signed the petition to continue to raise awareness and make the intersection safer. I'm coming before this body to ask for continued support and a resolution, if you guys want to do that. Sent to NDOT a letter of support. We have a new mayor, and we have new council members. Just looking for continued support. It was seven years ago that in November that this accident happened that claimed the life of a 2-year-old boy, and I would just like continued support from city administrators. Even though this is not in your district, it is still a vital corridor to our city.
Derek, I think that you've done a great job. I mean, you got some things in place, you know, rumble strips, little warning signs. Anything is better than, you know, not having anything out there. I commend you on the work that you put in the last 6 years. So, I know that my support's still there.
Yeah, I want to thank you personally also for what you did. But could you just give us a brief, real brief summary of what they have not done and what you're still trying to get done?
I'm looking for a prepare to stop when flashing. So, if the light's getting ready to change to red, there are flashing lights that would go across both east and westbound lanes, and at a certain time, those lights begin to flash. If you see those lights flashing, by the time you get to the light will be red. And they have yet to do that. So that's the big thing that I would like to be done, seen done, but, you know.
Again, just want to thank you for all that you have done.
Yeah, he's been a bulldog on it.
Yes, he is.
You know, we've heard him over the years, and you know, we appreciate you coming to the council. And I think the mayor, Wilman, had in the past wrote up a letter of support, and then we could. I talked to MDOT on another subject today, and we talked about things, and I don't see why we couldn't draw up a letter and send it to MDOT for support.
No, okay, I appreciate that. That would go to the deputy commissioner, Rusty Fowler. And if I could get a copy of that, too, please.
Okay, we'll work on that. Get that together.
Any other questions from?
Just thank you for your work.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Anybody else have anything to counsel? Hearing none. Tonight we have Michelle Carrico with SIDC that's going to give an update and approve a final draw of the PACE project.
Thanks, Mayor. I have the final draw tonight on the PACE facility building. It is complete. We'll begin closeout processes after this final draw is back in and paid out. I guess we're ending one and starting another. Congratulations on your wastewater grants.
Yes, thank you.
Tonight's final draw is draw number 7. It is for $25,471.50. For the final pay application of Key Construction. And the final pay application amount was $152,525.81. So the remainder of that pay application will be a local match from PACE besides the $25,000 of the drawdown. So if I could have a motion for that draw tonight.
So moved.
I have a motion to the final draw, pay draw for PACE. Councilman Dahl.
I'll second.
And second by Councilman Campton. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Have they moved into it?
They're not totally moving into it yet. I'm not very sure. That's my understanding.
I need to get out there, and I know they're pretty far along. I need to get out there and see.
It is a very nice building. I believe they are looking at having an open house here probably in a couple of months, probably closer to springtime. Maybe a little bit yet this winter, but I probably want more stuff a little bit. Thank you. That's
all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we have no resolutions for tonight. And other business. Before we get into, you know, we've got reading of the 2019 encumbrances by the clerk.
I distributed the encumbrances for 2019 and how they are broken down. And then on the last three pages, it's who they're payable to and what accounts they're coming out of. This page is a summary. The total amount is being encumbered for 2019 to be paid in 2020 is $394,371.66. A lot of that is fuel bills. The big one is our liability and property and cyber insurance that's being paid. There's a few repairs that were that are there. If you want to look over those last three pages, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Last year, we encumbered $635,103.43, so this year looks a little bit better.
Yeah, that one on the edit fund, Beth did, we did encumber some money for last year's paving, and they caught that towards the end of $187,000. That we encumbered to pay for that bill. That will help on the 2020 budget.
It was actually received in November. Somehow or other, it did not make its way to the clerk's office, so we had to encumber that money to pay for it. It was 2019's bill to be paid. Actually, the check's in tonight's claims. That was a big one.
Okay. I just read. Okay, very good. Appreciate that. Other business, I do have a few other things I do want to make. We did, as a city, and everybody probably knows this now, that Oak Grove, we did receive our grant for phosphorus removal for $700,000. We got notified on the 9th of January this month, so that was very, very good to hear from them. We appreciate that very much from Oak Grove. Also, just a reminder, next Monday, Martin Luther King Day, all city offices will be closed on that day. And just a reminder to the council that Tuesday the 21st of this month to the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, I'll be going to Mayor's Boot Camp. If anybody's trying to get a hold of me, I'll be in Indy. I think some of you guys might be going. I know Beth is.
Councilman.
Yeah. So if you are, that's great because they said it's be very valuable. I look forward to it. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, I'll call this meeting and adjourn this meeting. We'll have order works in 5 minutes.
Michelle, is that be considered substantially complete now?
It's fully
What was the total price tag on that return?